Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Wednesday, when the Federal Open Market Committee announced that it was raising the federal funds interest rate by 0.25%, this was accompanied by an implementation note describing seven tactics of the Fed's effort to reduce the rate of increase in consumer prices. You can find the Fed's March 22 implementation note on its website. Unfortunately, as this document was released, the Fed had already contradicted tactics number 4 and 5 on the list. In other words, the Federal Reserve blatantly lied to the public. Tactic number 4 stated that the Fed would reduce its U.S. Treasury debt holdings by $60 billion each month, which it had done since last summer through February this year. Tactic number 5 declared the Fed would reduce its holdings of mortgage-backed securities by $35 billion monthly, which it had done since last summer through February this year. That has not happened this month. As I explained last week, from March 8 to the 15th, the Fed's balance sheet increased $297 billion. 5 days ago, the Fed updated this information to reveal that from March 15 to 22nd, it had increased its balance sheet by another $94 billion. That's right. In 2 weeks, the Fed's balance sheet increased 4.7%. To perhaps try to hide that the Fed's balance sheet was soaring at the same time it was pretending it would reduce it, $60 billion of the second week's increase occurred by purchase of Treasury debt from foreign sellers. Of course, with the value of the U.S. dollar again starting to sink, that just adds to the reasons why foreigners would want to unload debt denominated in U.S. dollars. At the close last Friday, the stock prices at JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Comerica, PNC, Fifth Third, Huntington, and Horizon Bank were all down more than 9 to almost 40% in just the past 16 days. The Dow and Standard & Poor's 500 were also down. Over the same period, the price of gold was up more than 9% and silver jumped more than 16%. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.